HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and Russian President Putin agreed today in a phone call to an immediate pause in strikes in Ukraine, but Ed O'Keefe reports it's on a limited basis.
The Russian president has ordered his military to stop attacking Ukraine's energy infrastructure, which, of course, has been an issue on both sides of the conflict, attacking power plants, nuclear plants.
Putin stopped short of backing a broader 30-day pause. Israel has resumed airstrikes in Gaza, and Israelis are worried about the two dozen living hostages still held there.
I have no idea what is going to happen to the remaining hostages if the fighting keeps on going.
Two astronauts are returning to Earth shortly after being stranded for nearly 10 months in space. Astronaut Tom Marshburn.
First thing they're going to notice, and they're going to laugh about it, it's actually quite humorous, how much, how really strong gravity feels. It just is sucking you into your seat. Everything is heavy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state's recent population growth is being driven more by immigration than birth and death rates. According to the report, domestic and international migration has been the driving factor in population growth since 2022, as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2024, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024. As the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel sees record investment, with more than $59 million already spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks to connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. An Almena man accused of stealing a truck and operating while intoxicated at over three times the legal limit in September has entered a not guilty plea in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 52-year-old Feliciano Sanchez was charged with felony taking and driving a vehicle without the owner's consent and misdemeanor second offense OWI. Authorities say the owner of the vehicle reported it stolen by Sanchez and told them Sanchez was highly intoxicated. He was later found in the passenger seat at a gas station. The city of Prescott is asking area residents to participate in their bicycle and pedestrian planning study. According to a press release, the study is exploring safe trail and crossing options along the U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 2935 corridor. Residents are invited to visit the project website to review news, early draft plans, and share their thoughts on the study. The city will also host a public input meeting on the study on Thursday at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Cedar Corporation is assisting the city in conducting the planning study. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a five-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch. And then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction. Raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and becoming breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Winter weather advisory for tomorrow with areas of snow, accumulations of 2 to 5 inches, heavier to the south and east with the winter storm warning, windy with blowing snow, gusts above 40 and higher snow accumulations. Right now it's 48.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a former Democrat convicted of bribery, among other things, now turning to help from the president. An update on Gold Bar Bob tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can be a part as well. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. That's a text line. That's a phone line. We got Aaron Zommers working the board for us today. Jess P.S. is off. She promised us she'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Aaron, for joining us today. where to start? So there's all sorts of court action going on. It's not going great for this administration, and I think it's going well for what we would all consider the separation of powers, the rule of law, yada, yada, yada. But I digress. As I was looking up and just scanning over the headlines, I was like, oh, this is the one I want to get to. But this wasn't the one I wanted to get to. This was a different one. It just keeps coming. So as much as Trump is thrown at the wall, it's coming right back at him. According to The Hill, again, not where I was going to start, but okay. The Hill, the Trump administration moves to reinstate 24,000 federal workers after a judge's order. What, they're actually going to follow a judge's order? Shocking. The Trump administration has taken steps to reinstate thousands of probationary workers who were fired in its efforts to downsize the federal government, according to court filings in one of two cases where the terminations were deemed unlawful. U.S. District Judge James Brader, B-R-E-D-A-R, an appointee of former President Obama, last week ordered the mass reinstatement of fired probationary workers at 18 federal agencies after determining the government's claims that termination stemmed from performance issues isn't true. Again, folks, are you kidding me? I mean, this rinky-dink Bush League administration's going into court and lying about why they're firing people? The fired probationary workers at 18 federal agencies were reinstated after the court determined the government's claims. That's your government. That's the Trump administration. After Trump's claim, after Musk's claim, and to hell with Musk because he's not elected, and Trump probably won't be again. We'll see what happens. That Trump's administration, they lied. That the termination stemming from poor performance issues, quote, isn't true. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump said something that wasn't true. Shocking. The Hill goes on. More than a dozen declarations filed by the government Monday night indicate the administration has moved to reinstate more than 24,000 federal probationary employees. The filings provide the clearest look yet at the sweeping terminations. In them, officials at the agencies said the most reinstated workers were placed on paid administrative leave, though some have returned to full employment. They warned that the change could cause chaos for fully reinstated employees in particular, who must be on board and trained again, but could lose their positions once more if an appellate ruling reverses the judge's decision. Here is Risha Trensdahl, acting chief human capital officer at the Department of Energy, wrote in one of the filed declarations, quote, whether required by operation of the temporary restraining order here or another court or administrative order, reinstatement of removed employees to fully status could impose burdens on the Department of Energy and cause significant confusion and turmoil for the reinstated employees. So I want to get this straight. They lied about why they were fired, saying it was performance, and it wasn't performance. And then they got to reinstate them. And then now, though, a lot of them are being reinstated, but they're being on paid administrative leave. So in the effort to be efficient, we are now paying people not to work after losing the court case that they lied about.
Sounds logical to me.
I mean, you freaking kidding me here? What? What the actual F, people? This is what happens. These billionaires don't give a damn. They don't know. They don't care. And they're going through all this. Never forget. Never forget why we are doing this, why we're having these conversations, why the Trump administration lied to a federal judge. Because they're trying to get trillions of dollars in tax breaks for the rich. Because the current setup expires, man. Tax is going to go up on those folks end of the year. They got to do something now. They got to do it now. In order to do it, they got to offset. They got to come up with savings. Good luck with that. $4 million for Wisconsin food pantries ain't getting it done, Donald Trump, when you're burning $3 million to go golfing. Just saying. So now the employees are put on paid administrative leave. They're getting paid, but they're not doing the job. That is literally the opposite of weeding out waste and abuse, man.
Plus, because it's done so haphazardly, it's going to cost a lot more money and time in the future trying to undo these messes, because you can't just put people back in. It's like, well, now you have a huge backlog of work, and now we have stuff that might be broken, or it's just making more of a mess.
Yeah, there's consequence to the lack of work getting done. And I know people like Donald Trump, or perhaps some of our conservative listeners out there, they're like, oh, well, they're not doing anything anyway. Well, I mean, we'll see if the Social Security checks keep coming in. You know what I'm saying? We'll see then. The Trump administration has quickly sought to reshape the federal bureaucracy, including firing thousands of employees in their probationary period, which typically extends in the first year or two of their employees' role. The judge's ruling followed a similar order by a federal judge based in San Francisco to reinstate those terminated at six agencies after he determined the firings were illegal just hours prior. Those six agencies were encompassed by Brader's ruling, to the Hill reporting. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, think about this. I gotta. You know, I was in HR and staffing for a little bit, so I kind of understand, you know, hiring and firing of folks, how that goes down, right? So you're gonna have a person hire. They're gonna be trained. So there's cost to train them, especially in the probationary period, right? They're not experts yet at their job. You want institutional knowledge, takes a little time to get there. So they got to be trained. So they're a little more expensive on the front end. They have other people training them. They're not as efficient. So they gain those efficiencies as time goes on. They're going to take those folks that have now been trained and are finally, you know, coming around to getting to their own and, you know, making the return on that investment in the employees and the agencies that they are at. Now you're going to lie to the judge and tell them, and lie to them, but lie to the employees, lie to the employees. Ah, you suck. Your performance is terrible. Hit the road. Oh, no, but that's not the case, because that wasn't true. Many of these folks actually, because if you're doing proper, you know, follow-up and HR policies, you're probably having some reviews every once in a while. And some of these folks got good reviews, so they were not obviously fired for performance. So now, you've already put the money in to hire, to train, and not in the hiring process itself, that costs money. And now they're in the probationary period. They're finally, you know, they get out of the probationary period, they're going to be really efficient, really good. That's what the whole point is. They're getting better at their job. And now you lie to them, you lie to the courts and say you're fired for performance. And now they sit. I don't know, were they collecting unemployment at that point? If you're fired with cause, without cause, not clear how it works out and if it's any different at a federal agency than it would be for your normal mom and pop operations. But now, just, oh, wait, no, you lied, big fat liar. And what's the consequence of that? I'd love to see some consequence of that. I'm pretty sure if I walk into a court and lie about what an action was, that I would be in some sort of trouble. At least that was my impression, you know, before the Trump years, man. Maybe I need to rethink how the world really is. But in my naive sense, if I were to go to in front of a judge and lie my ass off, especially as a representative of government, which I think is even worse than just representing yourself, there should be a consequence to that. But now you got to get back in there. Well, now they got to, you know, things have happened in the weeks off or month off or whatever it's been. Maybe they need to get retrained. We'll just put them on paid administrative leave. We're going to pay them to not work at the job that they were unjustly fired from in the first place. Sometimes doing nothing is the most efficient way to fight waste, fraud, and abuse, especially if those who are instituting these kinds of efforts to root out waste, fraud, and abuse are themselves known for their waste, fraud, and abuse. And in Trump's case, I'll say fraud again and abuse again. Sexual abuse, mind you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. But there's more. Oh, yeah, there's more. We'll get to it. But again, this is what I'm saying. You go to any of your news sources, just pop up and look and see what just the avalanche of news going on. And I'm happy that these judges are pushing back. And not because I agree with this policy or that agency or that one. There's a lot, man. There's a lot. We spend a lot of money, no doubt about it. And with that, hopefully we're getting our return. We're preparing and providing for the welfare of the citizenry, of us. This is government by we the people. God, I just can't say that enough. We the people, not they the billionaires, we the people. And we the people have decided we're going to put up with this, at least for now. And I would imagine, as some of you folks know, it takes some personal pain, by folks to appreciate perhaps the position they put others in. Maybe if you hurt a little yourself, you can gain some empathy for others in that situation. But there's more rulings coming out today. We'll get to them as well. 855-752-4842. Unbelievable. I mean, it's totally believable, but it is the epitome of inefficiency. Jean from Eau Claire, you are up. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
Hi, great show as usual. Love to hear Aaron's voice there. What about the heads of these agencies? Look at the incompetencies of the people that they put in to run all those departments. I mean, that's a mind-blowing thing. It's like, what do you do with the bottom of the barrel? And those people are supposed to make the government more efficient and make the decisions. They don't even know what half the people do. They don't even know how to do things themselves. It's just like, wow, this is a shocker. But anyway, keep up the great work. Have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate it. I'm not convinced that they're put in these positions to effectuate efficiency in these programs and agencies. I mean, they're hatchet men and women, right? I mean, you put an RFK Jr., the anti-vaxxer, it's opposite world, right? It's like, well, who's the worst person for the job? That's who we're hiring. That's what we're doing. We're going to get them in there, and they're going to be terrible at it. Because why? Because it's not about being good at the job. It's about your loyalty to one man, not to the Constitution, not to the agency you run, not to the mission of the agency or the people in the organization, not to any of them, not to that whatsoever. Their only motivation, their only loyalty is to one man. And it's not to country. It's not to we the people, that'd be many men and women. It's to one man, and that's Donald Trump. And as evidenced here by this newest court ruling, it is not efficient, Mr. Musk, Mr. Trump, to hire people back after illegally laying them off and lying to them and lying in the court of law about those terminations. It is not efficient to bring them back on the payroll and not have them work. Just saying, probably not great. I mean, if you were in the private sector, maybe you'd know that. Oh, that's right. You guys claim to be businessmen. Well, Musk, if you could actually get off the teat of the government, we'd see how much money you make. Come on with us. More of your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salve Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Some rulings coming out of the courts today, pushing back against the administration's overreach, their illegal firings, they're lying to the courts. In some cases, we'll get to, they don't even want to tell the court what's happening. In order to determine whether or not they violated a court's order. Oh, You didn't write it down. You told me not to do it. You should have written it down. Because if it was written down, I totally would have listened. But since you didn't write it down, I mean, they're just making stuff up, seeing what happens. We have more news to get to on the legal front, but let's get to some of the callers. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. L.A. Tom, you are up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. I hope you give me a second here. So, Republicans hate government. We the people, they want to destroy it. Democrats like we the people government and want it to make it better. If you love your job, you will be the best for the company. If you hate your job, you're not going to be so great for the company. Right. Remember, if Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. What makes we the people government is we all collectively pay taxes, so we all have a buy-in. Democrats need a slogan. Let's make we the people government great again, like it was when FDR brought us Social Security, unemployment, the WPA, et cetera. Johnson, who brought us Medicare. Republicans, please. Let's one program in the past 50 years has advocated or has helped working people. I'd just like to give a little scenario to all the MAGAs out there. You want to buy a really nice big gift for your parents for Christmas, and you can't afford the big item all by yourself. So you have other siblings in your family, and you split the cost up, and then you can give your parents the great gift. That is the idea of we the people government and taxes. We must get money out of politics and stop the privatization of the commons, et cetera, the police, fire, and Social Security. I don't want to call the private fire company and make sure I paid my dues and sit in an automated service to make sure my dues went through. By then, my whole neighborhood is burned down.
Right.
Define for we the people the difference between private versus public. I don't want the government making my tennis shoes. I don't want the government doing other things. I want my taxes going towards things that we all share together in the commons. As FDR said, government by organized money is the same as government by organized mob. We must get money out of politics, and we must have a separation between we the people government and the corporations and the private corporations.
Well said, Tom. Appreciate it as always. And we can do that. We can. We have it within us. I mean, that's why we have self-governance, right? We can engage. We can do that. You know, the many over the money, Tom, but people got to engage and they got to at least recognize. And I think, as we talked about a lot, the money in the politics is a bipartisan issue. That is an issue. I don't know any Republicans, or most Republicans, at least, you know, those that would vote for it, that would think, yes, this is great. Let's get more money in politics. No, the ones that are down for that are the Republicans who are the recipients of that money. They're okay with that. Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, they changed the laws in order to allow for more of that because in their mind, that's great. And I keep saying, and thank you, Tom, for your insights. And I absolutely agree. The fire department is a great example here in Milwaukee. The sewer socialists, right? I mean, bridge building for crying out loud. You know, no one person is going to go out and build the bridge, so it's not happening, right? It's not happening. So we collect, and again, how do we determine what our priorities are? Well, that based on who we elect, who we would hope would represent, at least if not us specifically, at least our ideals. And there's always challenges there, right? I mean, I totally understand. It's one thing to get elected; it's another thing to govern. But to Tom's point, if you hate the government, which I don't quite understand, and I do appreciate the individualism and that kind of thing, but the reality is we're not Kaczynski living out in the woods in a cabin that you built by yourself and all those things. You can for a while, but at some point, you know. I've seen those reality TV shows. My wife will watch them once in a while. You know, they're like naked out in the cold. They got to survive, you know, and they get a couple of things to go in. But eventually, sooner or later, either you don't get enough of the raw fish to your protein, you start getting thin, you're too thin, or you end up, you know, stabbing yourself with an arrow, or you break a leg. Sooner or later, they got to come in and haul you out. Well, what is that? If sooner or later, we're all going to be in it, right? Sooner or later, we're all going to be in it, and we're all in it. We're all here. You can act like, yes, as a premier individual, I don't have to do any of those things. Well, you don't have to, but we're not asked to. That's why the taxes are the way they are. You got to pay them. We're going to take it. It's already deducted out prior to. If you got to wait to determine, to Tom's point of the fire, your house burning down, let's see, Tom, he paid his dues, but Dominic next door, man, he's one of those libertarian types. He didn't pay his dues. So we'll put Tom's fire, too late, now they're all on fire. You know what I mean? It doesn't quite work that way. Oh, we're gonna put in these water systems for, you know, those four people, but this guy doesn't want it. They'll go down to the lake or to the well, and they'll get their own water. No, that's not how it works. Oh, we're gonna put this road in, and we're gonna get the road up to these four houses. We're gonna skip that one and go to the next one because they don't want to pay the taxes. See how asinine that sounds? Yeah, it is asinine. And I can appreciate, I really do, man. You know where I come from on these things. I absolutely get it. Of how, you know, the individual. I had this conversation with Maggie recently, and as it pertains to that. And I willfully, you know, want to be part of the, people of our community, at least nowadays. But I always say, you know, we without me is only you. So it takes the individuals to become the we's. It takes a bunch of individuals become without the individual solidarity singers. You know, they're not a group. There's a bunch of individuals doing the same thing. We without me is only you. I recognize that, and I do appreciate that. But also, just because you say you're not going to be in something doesn't mean you're not in it. You can say, oh, I'm not going to be involved in politics. Well, politics is going to get involved in you. You can say, oh, I don't need this, or I don't need that. I want to pay for this. Well, sooner or later, you're going to be on those roads. Sooner or later, you're going to want a drink of water. Sooner or later, you're going to need some health care. And maybe when you do those things, specifically on the health care, you shouldn't have to go bust or declare bankruptcy. Because it's too unaffordable. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Are you mad at the Democratic leadership? I'm a little mad. And perhaps some of these court cases as well.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the online tool includes a map showing runoff risk forecasts for the following 3 days during the summer months. The forecasts are updated by the National Weather Service 4 times per day. The Department of Natural Resources also offers services for farmers helping to identify possible alternatives to high-risk manure spreading. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to fix the leaks in their house during the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix a Leak Week. According to a press release, household leaks lead to over 1 trillion gallons of water waste across the country each year. Fixing those leaks can help homeowners save money on their water bills and prevent out-of-control leaks from damaging their floors or furniture. Tips for checking your house for leaks and fixing them can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited Marshfield Medical Center in Eau Claire on Tuesday morning, speaking with local healthcare workers and residents about potential cuts to Medicaid. Attendees shared stories about their own experiences with Medicaid and how vital those services have been for them and their families, as well as their fear of what could happen if they lose access to those services. Speaking after the roundtable, Senator Baldwin called on her Republican colleagues to stand up and push back on policies that could hurt their constituents. A suspect charged in the shooting death of a Chippewa Falls man in January has entered a not guilty plea. 18-year-old Damarian Stogner of Eau Claire is facing a variety of charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and endangering safety by reckless use of a firearm. Authorities say Stogner and the victim, 21-year-old Andre Simmons Jr., had an altercation before the shooting. Stogner allegedly told authorities Simmons had the gun and dropped it during the altercation before he picked it up and shot Simmons multiple times. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and becoming breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Winter weather advisory for tomorrow with areas of snow, accumulations of 2 to 5 inches, heavier to the south and east with the winter storm warning, windy with blowing snow, gusts above 40, and higher snow accumulations. Right now it's 48.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Up North News creator and editor Christina Laurie. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss the NCAA tournament. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Some court cases coming in against the Trump administration. Trump's just freaking out. All the megas are freaking out. All this separation of powers and courts not doing what Trump wants. Oh, that's right. It's not like the Congress. We'll get to that as well. But we've got some callers holding. Let's get to them. Saw a couple drop off. Sorry about that. I go on a rant sometimes. 855-752-4842. I'll start with Brian from Milwaukee. You are up, Brian. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Hey, yeah, no problem ranting and gaming. Your soapbox, that's the great thing. I do it too all the time. it's nice that you guys have been promoting the early voting, because today I've seen a lot of my friends, you know, on Facebook saying that they're out voting. And I think that's
excellent.
Just wonderful, you know. Yeah. And I even put a thing on Facebook saying, okay, this is who you need to vote for. We need to move Wisconsin forward. Because I think if you're at the point now where if you're not getting active, or you're just going to sit back and say, well, it's not affecting me, I'm not going to do anything yet, then you're part of the problem. You know, we all need to come together and move forward.
It is. And getting that engagement, Brian, that is a difficult thing. It just is. Some people, the voting itself can be an intimidating process for some people. It can be. It shouldn't be, but it can be.
I never used to be this political. I never used to be this political. And I had a friend say that to me when we went out for lunch one day. He's like, dude, you never used to be this active. I'm like, because I never had it. I
forgot
that, you know, my friends are being attacked. My family's being attacked. Coworkers being attacked. Our nation's being, our democracy's being attacked. I have no, I can't just sit back anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you do, guys.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it so much. You know, and I think a lot of folks have, you know, walked that same path. And I would say I have to some degree. I wasn't always like this. Hell, man, I wasn't always an up and up radio host, man. I did some things that maybe crossed the law a few times in my youth. And in doing so and living that kind of lifestyle, you really don't, you know, put yourself out there. Let's put it that way. So I totally get that. And I wonder how much of that, Brian, is also, you know, as we get older kind of a thing. You know, it's, you know, my priorities when I was 21 are different than when I was, you know, when I was 51. And I think that's just life. And perhaps there's, you know, age with the, wisdom with the age. I mean, hopefully we get, you know, continue to stay curious. We understand the world around us a little bit more. The more miles you get on, the more experience, quote unquote. You can't buy that. I know people try to. Can't buy that. Musk, you know, you can buy a presidency, but you can't buy experience. So I think there's a combination of that. And I, again, being one who didn't always, when I was younger, you know, go out and go vote. I think, you know, one of the first times I voted, that was when I discovered that there was, oh my God, there's a political party. There's a political party that wants to legalize marijuana. And I was in college and I was selling marijuana. So I'm like, yeah, that's my party. And that party at the time was the Libertarian Party. Dems weren't on it. Republicans certainly weren't. And so I was a single issue guy, man, you know, like, oh, someone wants to legalize weed. I was just ahead of my time. That's all. Look at around us now, man. Many progressive and advanced states, unlike Wisconsin, you can actually get the weed. Not like you don't get weed in Wisconsin. You just got to go across the state border and get it and give them all of our tax dollars. Come on, man. So I think there's a lot of reasons for it. I do, but I also think, you know, the intimidation factor, that not just the fact of it, and beyond just the physically walking into the polling booth feeling, there's also a concern, I think, amongst those folks who are thoughtful, that they're afraid they're not up on the issues, or they're afraid they're not up on the candidates. And I totally get that as well. You know what I'm saying? And some, you know, there's time, there's energy to get yourself up on those issues and to make a stand, to take a stand, make a stand, and make an evaluation and actually have to make that call. You know, that's putting yourself out there. And a lot of people are just not comfortable doing that. I totally get it. I totally get it. But at some point, I think if you're that person, there's going to be a thing that's going to push you to that. As Brian was saying, you know, if it's, you know, your friends or your family being attacked, and I'm not talking physically, but, you know, certainly like LGBTQ folks or abortion rights folks, whatever the case may be, eventually, and now, I mean, do you know anyone who's not been impacted, affected, or heard the story of my buddy's wife or my buddy's cousin or my coworker's wife or my, you know, whatever the case is, that they're impacted by this? that businesses are not impacted by this chaotic administration. It's hard to find. I don't think a person who would be, nope, absolutely zero problem here. Nope, it's totally fine. I just don't think that's there. So, you know, and to some degree, it's our responsibility to make it more accessible. And I'm not talking about, you know, voter ID, which is, you already got to put your ID when you go register. But besides, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, having these conversations and making the topics, you know, breaking them down and putting them out there in ways that, you know, guys like me can understand, man. Like you sit around talking about it at the bar. And I'm not talking Cheers, the Cliff from Cheers at the bar. I'm talking about, you know, like having a regular conversation and putting into context of your neighbors and your friends and how these things are impacting us. You know, and some of the journalism we got to today talking about these food pantries in Wisconsin. I mean, these are impacting real people. This guy yesterday who was a Trump supporter, whose wife got deported and they're married and coming back from Puerto Rico. I mean, damn, that's terrible. I'd be heartbroken, man. My baby, my newlywed, my wife gone. And the guy I voted for, I thought they were talking about those criminal aliens, you know, like the, you know, the face tattoos and the murderers and, you know, whatever stereotype image you have in your head of that person. That's who you thought was going to be deported, not your beautiful wife that overstayed their visa during COVID and found you and you got married and you're living in the Dells and doing your best, man. Finding a partner like that and then having them ripped away with the guy that you voted for. So I hope that it's not those kinds of incidents that will make people, you know, change their mind or vote. I mean, if you have the ability to empathize and to look at any of those situations and not to discount the guy because he was a mega voter, man, I mean, I get it. And F around, find out, make sure I say that right here. There's certainly that, but at the end of the day, his wife is gone and, you know, she took her ring off. She thought it would get confiscated when she got whisked away and gave it back to her husband. And he sat there thinking, what the F am I going to do now? Yeah. I hope it doesn't have to come to those kinds of issues or whatever, the healthcare thing. If all of a sudden, you know, oh, we're great, I don't need any healthcare, or maybe you have somebody that's not great. And all of a sudden you get the call, and things happen to people all the time. All the time. So if today's a good day, enjoy it. Take it for what you can, because tomorrow may not be like that. And hopefully it's not a cancer diagnosis or something crazy or a car accident or God knows any number of things that could all of a sudden put you on a path to, oh my God, I have $500,000 in medical bills. Can't possibly pay that. Well, bankruptcy, boom. Now you just lost everything. Oh, you had insurance. Yeah, oh well. And in those cases, man, do you wonder who you voted for? Did it matter? Would it be better if you were in a situation, had a Medicare for all? I mean, what's insurance all about anyway? I mean, a whole pool of people, and because of the so many people, you can, you know, the costs are leveled out. Well, what do we do now? What's our system now? Well, the insurance companies, they don't insure the poor. That's for Medicaid. Yeah, well, the poor. It costs a lot of money to insure the poor. We'll socialize the Medicaid. Oh, the old. Oh, my God. Those people really using the healthcare system. They're not, you know, we can't charge enough premiums to justify that. We'll socialize the Medicare. Oh, the folks that are in the armed forces and those kinds of things and working, you know, in these agencies or for the government. Oh, man, they're burn pits, man. That's terrible. We'll socialize their medicine. Their health care. We'll socialize that. And what's left? Everybody else that's relatively healthy and relatively, you know, in the sweet spot of profitability that maybe don't use the system as much, but still getting charged, still getting jacked, still getting paid. Well, we privatize the risk. I'm sorry, we privatize the profit and we socialize the risk. And that's what we're doing right now. And what's the whole point of insurance anyway? I mean, couldn't we just call all of us as citizens the pool? You know what I mean? I mean, we're already there. We're already, you know, a third of the citizens in this country are covered health-wise under some sort of government policy, government health care. A third. Can't tell me we couldn't do it if we wanted to. Now, are you going to wait for something terrible to happen to maybe look at it and change your mind? Oh, it couldn't be efficient. It couldn't be efficient. I mean, come on, look at it. You ever look at some of these office buildings that these insurance companies built? Man, come on. They're making money hand over fist. Well, there's not the profit-driven motive when you do you know, the socialized healthcare, when you do a Medicare for all. So, you know, I think, you know, there's the way into our neighbors, our friends, their hearts, into their mind, and to motivate them. I mean, it's just look around you, man. You can't tell me you didn't have an aunt or an uncle that died from this, or someone had a car accident for that, or someone was born with this, or, you know, it's all right there. It certainly is in my world, man. I don't know anybody that's a billionaire that doesn't have to worry about these things. You know what I'm saying? And we're all in this together. We, the people. So, you know, to the point, if there is one. The many over the money. But it's going to take the many of us to recognize that and recognize the concerns and the issues and appreciate what we have here. And it took me a lot, for real. You know, this little experiment. And I'm a short guy. The Great Equalizer, right? Colt 45, right? what was the world like? What is the world? The history of the world has been the powerful exerting that force over the minorities, man. That's just what it was. Until all of a sudden, you know, you think, you know, we get the French Revolution, the Enlightenment, and all these kinds of things. All of a sudden, now here we are, a couple hundred years into this experiment, and we're flirting with, you know, a guy who literally wants to be a king. Literally. I mean, got to push himself out there. And again, you know how I am about these things. That's super offensive to me. An absolute monarchy can walk into anywhere and wax you for no reason whatsoever. Is that what the world you want? So long as they're waxing the right, quote unquote, right people? Come on, man. We the people, all of us have the right to our existence. And you may not like me being short, half Italian. Maybe that's not your thing. Maybe, oh, he's talks too much. Got too much attitude about this or that. Yeah, maybe I do. But it's my right. And you don't have to like it. And that's your right. And you see what I'm doing here? I'm not making you. I'm not forcing you to believe or act or behave in the way that I do. That's your right, man. Knock yourself out. Live your life. Go live your best life. But if you want to come over and start oppressing and pushing, saying that, no, you don't count because you're this, or you don't count because you're that, or you don't get those rights that I get because I'm whatever I think is better than everything else. Well, you can think that, but you can't put that, should not put that. Of course, we have put that into our government, into our systems, into our, it's embedded, right? Those are philosophical challenges that every single person has to address themselves and figure out for themselves. And I've gone through that whole process myself. I continue to go through that process, man, every damn day. That's okay. And, you know, you get through the day, you find out what works for you, what's important to you. But it takes effort. It takes time. And really, it's about being honest with yourself. It's not about, you know, going in there and voting for who your spouse told you to vote for, who your parents told you to vote for. It's about being honest with yourself, what your own values are. And in order to do that, you got to come up with what those are. And that is an effort in and of itself, man. Self-reflection. Oh my God, who's got the time? So we got to make the time, right? And we're doing the time here. And I appreciate y'all putting up with me thinking about these things. But yes, the folks that do not engage as much perhaps as they should, the ones that are a little intimidated because maybe they don't think they know, or hey, we all have our thing. We all have an opportunity to learn. We can all be curious. We can all learn new things and come up with what we believe our strengths are, what our philosophies are, and what drives us. Because that's we the people. And then we engage with that. We use that philosophy and then we go vote based on those things. And you know what? Word to the wise, nobody's perfect. None of them. You can find something wrong with everybody. The only perfect representative for you is you. Unless you're going to run, you got to pick somebody. So pick it up. Hit us up right now. Last segment of the day. Tell us something good. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
And welcome back to the Dominic Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Last segment of the day, Zomer's working the board, 855-75-CIVIC. It's our favorite segment. I don't know, Jess isn't here today, but this is when we do it. Tell us something good. You got to end the day on a positive note, a happy note, and we want to engage with you to do that. And we'll answer your questions. We'll take your questions, take your calls, and talk about whatever you want. But you got to start out by telling us something good. 855-752-4842. Let's get to it. Jack from the Mac, you are up first. Welcome. Tell us something good, Jack.
Sure. Tomorrow night between 6 and 7 o'clock at a building called the COPA Building. It stands for Community Organization for the Performing Arts out in Fitchburg. There is a jazz workshop run by Dr. Peter Dominguez, who is a professor of jazz studies and bass at UW-Madison. And also, Peter is the son of Frank DeMiles, who's a kind of a Milwaukee jazz legend. After that, there will be a jam session from 7 to 9 p.m., and both of these events are free.
Nice! Are you a musician, Jack?
No, that's a good way. Say again?
Are you a musician? Oh, yeah. Do you play?
I do a few jazz vocals, Sinatra-era stuff, and a few more modern things like Rainbow Connection and Make You Feel My Love, John Legend's All of Me, stuff like that.
Right, man. Well, thank you for sharing. Anything political you want to get out today, Jack?
It would take you too long. You want to have a good segment here.
Right. All right, man. Well, we'll get you back tomorrow when we have a little more time. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Our buddy Tom points out solidarity with Local 921. Yeah, I believe there's a strike going on. I think in Oshkosh, is that the Cummings negotiation? They're not doing very good up there at the negotiating table, so solidarity with Local 921. As Tom mentions, democracy in the workplace, at work. I appreciate that, Tom, as well. Incredible talk to you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Also, Tom from Jackson, good show. Well, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. John from Oshkosh points out, don't forget, insurance companies are paying to put the name on pro sports stadiums. Hand over fist for sure. Yeah. Ain't that the truth? 855-752-4842. Zommers, man, you got anything good you want to share?
I've got one here. Mark from Sussex texted in something good. The astronauts who were stuck on the ISS are finally headed home today.
All right. I mean, 9 months. Come on, man. 9 months? I mean, what? The gestation period for a human child is 9 months. What was going on up there, man? You know, if you believe the hype, we're not alone, Zommers.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Oh, and anything else you got? Or is that it?
Yeah. This isn't going to sound like a good thing, but so I have a board game night every week with my cousin who lives in Madison, and it's canceled tonight. But it's because his wife is pregnant and the due date has arrived. So, you know, it's just not a good idea to do it today, but it's because we're welcoming someone new to the family. So it's for
Excellent.
A good reason.
All right. Appreciate that. Congratulations to your friend's wife. May she have a healthy, happy baby. 855-752-4842. Gordy from Wisconsin. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I bought one of those basketball backboards in the stands in a box, and my 9-year-old grandson helped me put it together, and then he proceeded to beat me in a game of horse. Explains why I was a wrestler in high school and not a basketball player.
That's all right. You got to get a little more physical, Gordy. I appreciate you sharing, man. That is fun. You know, I was over at my buddy's house a few years ago, and he had in his backyard had one of those basketball. You could put it, you know, up or down a little bit, so it was down lower. And his oldest was probably 12 at the time. I'm like 6 inches shorter than me. Now she's, you know, taller than me. We were messing around, and I totally dunked on her. I was like, yeah. And now she's taller than me. Could probably totally dunk on me. 855-752-4842. Tell us something good. Ron from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hi. Let's see. Something good. Well, I have a new job working for the Educational Communications Board, which gets the PBS and NPR signal out all over the state.
All right.
And I just got online to listen to you. I just got out of work. Did you talk about the Trump administration ignoring a federal judge today?
I don't know if we actually technically got there, Ron. I kind of went on a few rants here and there. Well, we do have it up, and we do know that this administration, this is regarding gangsters, as they claim, right? The administration is saying that these are Venezuelan gangsters, and they sent them off. They deported them without due process. And then the judge is wondering, well, where's that at? Why'd you do it? And when'd you do it? And so that is still ongoing. I believe they're going to have some meetings, hearings tomorrow. I think the judge may be taking them in their quarters, like not in front of the cameras and all that. So, sorry, I'm kind of staggered on that. We did not get to it specifically. We'll kind of dive more into that tomorrow because, of course, this is the rolling constitutional crisis that this administration, again, pushing all the buttons. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
You have something good real quick?
Tomorrow I'm going to my needling appointment. So I've had some terrible tennis elbow in both my arms for like a year or two, and it's really helped me. I feel like I'm getting my strength back, so I cannot wait to go get needles. It's a weird feeling. But that stuff helps for sure. Folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us here today. Thank you, Erin Zommers, for stepping in. Jess P.S. will be back tomorrow. She promises. And we'll be back on the radio as well. Stick around. Pete Schwabba, the Nightlight, is coming up next. Have a great night.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll discuss the upcoming April 1st election with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
After an unexpected 9-month stay in space, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams splashed down off the Florida coast. Astronaut Tom Marchburn.
The seats are well designed. They're custom made for or custom fit for each crew member. And so what they felt when they were going about 20 miles an hour when they hit the water, what they felt was just a pretty strong impact, but it's over very quickly.
CBS's Christian Benavidez.
Last June, they blasted off aboard Boeing's Starliner for an 8-day research trip, but propulsion issues and gas leaks on the spacecraft compelled their extended stay.
At an elementary school named after Sunny in Needham, Massachusetts, the principal, Kiana Brunson.
We love Sunny here. She is our local Shiro. We're glad that she had this wonderful experience, but happy that she's making it back home safely as well.
The pair traveled 120 million miles. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.